discussions via text with our upcoming candidates. They're excited and ready to go for the forum here tomorrow morning. So we had a really good list of questions coming in from our listeners yesterday during the program, and we're looking for you. If you have questions for our panelists tomorrow, get them to us as well, 620-342-5863, either by call or text, and we'll get those relayed and get our candidates to divulge their thoughts on those as those come up. We still have our questions that we're going to get asked and answered as well.
Well, and don't forget, if you missed any of our city commission forums or school board forums, log on to KVOE.com and hop in the audio vault. The combination is easy. You just click and you're in. So KVOE.com, you can listen at your convenience. Also, before the week is out, we'll be updating you on the Rotary Club selling tickets for their third annual grocery grab.
That will be coming
soon.
Tomorrow, 8:40 for that interview.
And don't forget, our drive for food is tomorrow. It's just about here. And we do have a lot of room for more addresses. We do.
Okay.
So please, folks, give us your address. If you're in and around the Emporia area, just let us know, and we'll have one of our many volunteers by to pick it up. You just leave that non-perishable food donation on your front porch or driveway, and we'll get that down to the Salvation Army. Our pickup will begin probably around 9-ish or shortly thereafter tomorrow morning.
Okay.
That's when that will happen. So please give us a call, 342-1400, or email kvoe@kvoe.com. It is 6:52, and we're pleased to be joined this morning by Mr. Casey Woods, Director, Emporia Main Street. Good morning, Casey.
Hey, Casey.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing good today, and how might you be?
Damp. But I guess that's okay. That's okay.
It is. It is okay. And what's up in Main Street?
We have lots of different things that are going on right now. Just yesterday, Kofelt Sign Company finished hanging the last of our quilt blocks for our quilt block project. Emporia was once the hotbed for some of the world's best quilt designers, and we've got some of those different blocks up throughout the community in ways that you can interact with them and learn about that different art form. And Rose Kretzinger and the Romance of the Patchwork Quilt, and a variety of other different artisanal projects that were occurring in Emporia, and different folks that are doing some similar things now. And you can find out more information about some of those different artisans at the Lyon County History Center, or we've got QR codes that are located on those different quilt blocks, and we've got more information up about that project on EmporiaMainStreet.com. Veterans banners are starting to go up this morning after an early morning meeting. I'll jump out and do some special placements. ESU has the majority of theirs up. It'll take a few days for the city to get the rest of the banners up throughout the downtown area. And after all of those are up, we'll produce maps that let people know the general locations of those different veterans banners. So it'll be a few days still before all the veterans banners are up, but we're excited to see that project continue. We've got Trick or Treat that will be located downtown on October 30th, so the Saturday before Halloween, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're taking different business or nonprofit applications for participation in the Trick or Treat, whether you're activating out of your storefront or you need us to find a space for your business or organization downtown. We can do that, and we're expecting a great crowd for that activity. That runs in conjunction with the Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow's Dia de los Muertos activities, and they've got a parade at 10:30, and then their event runs approximately from 11 to 5. We also have window decorating contests that are part of that, where people can place ofrendas within their windows, and they can give us information that they're participating at EmporiaMainStreet.com, and we'll have a public judging of those different ofrendas with prizes for the top three places. And then we roll directly into Freedom Fest, where we raise money for a variety of different veterans initiatives, including funds for the All Veterans Memorial and local scholarships, with disc golf, a run, a ride, spur challenge, and then the new Murph challenge. So lots of different activities there, and we're excited about Freedom Fest coming up on November 6th. We had our first Start Your Own Business class that was just on Monday, and it'll be a Monday-Thursday class. We've got 9 participants in that class with some really good business concepts, so we're excited to work with those entrepreneurs and potentially roll those out as businesses over the next several weeks and months. And then part of that class, they may look at our incubator space, which will be open soon. We have Trox Gallery and Gifts that moved down the street to the 715 Commercial, along with Gravel City Roasters. And as they're doing that, they'll open up the incubator space, and we'll have an application that will be out soon for people that want that 6 months of free rent, 6 months of reduced market rate, 6 months of time to help you find a new location rent rate. And we're excited to help that next generation of incubated business as that becomes open.
That's all?
That's all
you got?
Jeez, come on. Unless I did run across a great Ron Thomas dad joke, but I'm not sure if you have time for that this morning.
Well, how do you fix a damaged jack-o'-lantern?
How?
You use a pumpkin patch.
Oh, nice.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, we found a cover band for the Black Eyed Peas called the Chickpeas, and asked them if they could sing one of their hits, and they said no, but they could hum us one.
Casey, thanks. See you later.
See ya.
Casey, it's Emporia Main Street. KVOE Live and Local, good morning at 6:56.
Modern Air and Lennox have a full line of products specifically designed to provide clean, safe air in your home or office. Because Lennox falls